continue your efforts in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. Show please put your hands together for yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shortly, in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be sharing with us a message titled Victory in the Place of Prayer. Victory in the Place of Prayer. Your victory in the place of prayer as a child of God starts from the very first day you recognize that you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. Please, let's be attentive. Your victory as a child of God starts the very first day you recognize that you are not a child of God. And not only are you a child of God, but that you now have access, that you now have the privilege to access the throne of grace. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Now let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy, and find grace to help in the time of need." There is no way a child of God can pray through, can get victory in the place of prayer, if he or she does not first of all recognize that he or she is a child of God. Your victory starts from the point, your victory in place of prayer starts from the very first day you recognize that you don't need to beg God to give you anything as a child of God. But rather, you have access to the Father. Why? Because you are now his child. Praise the Lord. Many prayers go unanswered. Believers make prayers. Pray and ask God for different things. But many of us pray not being conscious of what we are praying about. Many of us, the reason why we are not victorious, or the reason why we look or think we are defeated in the place of prayer, is because we don't know what we have in our possession as children of God. Because we do not know those things that belong to us as our rights as children of God. Many of us, they come with this mentality of, "Father, I beg you now. Father, I beg you now. Father, do it for me now. Father, do it for me now." But as a child of God, we have grown beyond that level. God has not redeemed us to come to him as beggars. And that is the reason why it looks as if we are defeated when we pray. Many prayers go unanswered. Why? Because those who even offer those prayers don't believe that they can be answered. Praise the Lord. You cannot live in unbelief, doubt, and in unrighteousness and believe that you will be victorious in the place of prayer. There is no way, it is impossible. Now, a lot of things have been said concerning prayer right from the very first day of this month till this very moment. And a lot is still going to be said concerning prayers. One of the ways to have a victorious prayer life is to recognize that you are a child of God. Is to recognize that you are no longer living in defeat, but rather you are victorious. Praise the Lord. To be victorious in the place of prayer, you must recognize that if God could give Jesus Christ for us, he did not spare him, but deliver him up for us all. What else can he not give to you? Is there anything that the Lord God cannot give to any of his children? He is the one who gave Jesus Christ up for us all, so that we can be reconciled back to the Father. There is no way a believer, there is no way a Christian can become victorious in a place of prayer until he or she recognizes that she
is already a victor, or he is already a victor in Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You must recognize that you are already a victor. Recognizing that you are a victor gives you victory in the place of prayer. Recognizing that you are already living as a light gives you what? Victory, and makes you become victorious in the place of prayer. Praise God. There is nothing, just as I said before, that the Lord God Almighty cannot give to you as his child, as long as you recognize where you belong. We will continue to struggle, and we'll continue to find it difficult to access the throne of grace until we come to the consciousness that we are victors already. That we are no longer defeated, but rather we are victors in Christ. Now look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 14. John chapter 5. Look at verse 14. We read from verse 14, verse 15. 1 John chapter 5. Look at what the Bible says there in verse 14. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petition that we have asked of him. And you, as a child of God, all that belongs to the Lord are already yours. All that belongs to the Lord are already yours. Why? You are a child of God. Having this mentality in your mind, becoming conscious of this, gives you victory in the place of prayer. Having a consciousness that when you pray according to the will of God, your prayer will be answered. Gives you victory in the place of prayer. Why? Because many persons today, many believers in church, are still thinking, if it is the will of God to heal them, if it is the will of God to deliver them from one challenge or the other. But I'm coming this evening to let you know that it is the will of God for you as a child of God to live in divine health. That it is the will of God for your life that you live in more prosperity. In every aspect of your life. That it is the will of God that you should be fruitful in every area of your life. Having this mentality, having this consciousness at the back of your mind gives you victory in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. And turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Now look at verse 13 and 14. John chapter 14. Look at verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The name of Jesus Christ, you already have access to. Praise the Lord. You and I, as born again children of God, we have access to the name of Jesus Christ. Recognizing that you have access to the name of Jesus Christ gives you victory in place of prayer. The name has been given to us as an open check. The name has been given to us as a gateway to having victory, to having success in the place of prayer. What do you need to do? He said, ask in what? In my name. And that name you have right to access. That name you have access to that name. Why? Because what you have access to as a child of God, the unbelievers do not have access to. So now it will be wrong for a believer to struggle like an unbeliever in the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Many prayers go unanswered because those that pray them don't even know if they will be answered. And there are so many of us that pray in church who are just praying because they said we should pray. But there is no conviction that this prayer will be answered. Because there is still this guilty mentality that some of us have in our heart. That if I pray, the Lord will not answer me. That if I pray, I'm only wasting my time. You can't have your way through. You can't be victorious like that in the place of prayer. Understanding is a prerequisite for a victorious prayer life. Many of us are here to understand why believers pray. And not until we come to the consciousness, not until we come to the realization why believers pray, we cannot be victorious in the place of prayer. Prayer means require an understanding. Prayer require an understanding. The only way to be victorious in the place of prayer is when understanding is bettered in the place of prayer. And now in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, our brother shared with us last week, the disciples came and said, "Master, teach us to pray." Now, teach us to pray means that give us understanding that is behind the secrets of your being victorious in the place of prayer. Give us, because there were all manner of people that were praying. Praise God. The Pharisees were praying. The disciples of John were praying. But only God knows what manner of prayer they were praying. And if you agree with me, the result that the Pharisees were getting, the result that the disciples of John the Baptist were getting, and the result that Jesus Christ was getting, there was a difference. Yes. Praise God. The prayer of Jesus Christ goes beyond, "Father, give me bread. Father, give me drink. Father, when will you answer me? Father, don't you see what I'm going through?" But Jesus Christ instructed his disciples. He said, "Before you start to pray, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of." Knowing that your heavenly Father knows that you have, knowing that your heavenly Father knows what you have need of, gives you victory. You become victorious. Why? Because you know that he cares for you. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, he said, "Casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you." Praise God. Casting all your cares on him, because he cares. Now, when this scripture becomes real to you, you become victorious in the place of prayer. Praise God. When it becomes real to you, when this scripture impacts your spirit, you become aware that you live beyond defeats. You live beyond defeat. You live beyond stagnation. You live beyond limitation. No matter how tough, no matter how strong the environment may look like. But I have a Heavenly Father who knows that I have need. Praise God. I have need. He said, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ." That word is stand forever. Like our father normally tells us, he said, the word of God is a statue.
Yes.
So the economy of our country today cannot remove the statue.
No way.
The challenges we are facing today cannot change the word of God. But what will keep us in this hour is if we go deeper in understanding what it means to pray. Then, in the midst of these challenges, we'll live victoriously. Praise God. In the midst of all these things, we live victoriously. Jesus Christ was victorious in his prayer life. The disciples of Jesus Christ were victorious in their prayer life. The prophets of old were victorious in their prayer life. And the scripture told us that you and I have a more better covenant than those that live in the old covenant. So it is expected of us that we should do more greater works. Praise God. It is expected of us that we should have a more better result. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Not until you are taught how to pray, you cannot pray effectively and get your prayer answered. Why? Because there are all manner of prayers. The prayer that receive victory, the prayer that will make you successful in this hour, is the prayer that have the presence of God in it. The prayer that carry the presence of God, and the presence of God comes through understanding of the word of God, which we were taught last month. Because the word of God and prayer go hand in hand.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now in James chapter 5, if you look at verse 17, talk with me to that scripture. See, James chapter 5, look at verse 17. You see, this was what the Bible said concerning a mortal man like us. It said Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, verse 18, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced what? Its fruit. Now he said, he was having our own world, nature. That is, he was a mortal man like us, but he was victorious in his prayer life. He was victorious in the place of prayer. Why? Because the understanding he had concerning how to pray effectively. He was so confident that when he called out fire from heaven, it will come. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Having the consciousness that you have a father that will answer you whenever you cry to him, gives you victory in the place of prayer. Gives you an assurance that you are not an enemy of God. Praise the Lord. That you are not what? An enemy of God. Jesus Christ was victorious in his place of prayer. Now if you look at John chapter 11, when he came to the tomb of Lazarus after 4 days, Martha told him that by now he should be stinking, by now he should be smelling. But when Jesus Christ got there, he said, I'm the resurrection, the very resurrection. So when he went there, he instructed them. First of all, he gave thanks to the Lord. He gave thanks. Now look at the word he used there. He said, Father, I thank you because I know you hear me. See, knowing that the Lord hears you always gives you victory in the place of prayer. Praise God. Knowing that the Lord is mindful of you in the place of prayer gives you what? Victory in the place of prayer. He cares for you. He cares for you. In Matthew chapter 6, we're told that if he cares for the lilies, if he cares for the grass, he cares for the birds of the air, how much more you who has his own word, image, what will he not give to you? Praise God. When he said we should not bother about the things of the world, but first of all, we should first of all seek first his kingdom and righteousness. What he was trying to build in us is that believe that I am the God who supply all you need. Praise God. I am the God who supply all you need. But we are still finding it difficult to allow it to come into our heart. We are still finding it difficult for it to take root in our spirit. Praise God. Quickly, as we get ready to round up, what should I do so that I can become victorious in the place of prayer? What should I do so that I can become victorious in the place of prayer? Now, Daddy also told us that you are the best prophet to your own life. You are the best person in place to pray for yourself. So all we are saying here tonight, if you allow them to enter into your heart, it will work for you. But if you don't allow them to enter, there is nothing anybody can do about it. Praise God. God wants us to be conscious of him every moment of our life. us. To me, no, James, the sorrow in James chapter 4, he said, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. And every day he wants us to draw near to him. And one of the ways we draw near to him is through prayer.
Praise God.
One of the ways we draw near to God is through prayer. Now he said in Matthew chapter 4, when you are praying to your Father who is in secret, when he's going to reward you, he will bring it to the public. So that they will see that yes, indeed you serve God, a living God.
So what should I do?
One, pray according to God's will. If you must be victorious, if you must become like Jesus Christ in the place of prayer, one of the things you should do is to do what? Pray according to the will of God. Now if you go back to Matthew chapter 6, from verse 9, when he was teaching the disciples how to pray, he said, when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father who art what? In heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom what? Come. Your will be done here on earth as it is here in heaven. That is, the will of God is what receives answer, not your will.
Praise God.
It is not the will of man that receives what? Answer, but rather the will of God. Many of us pray because we are not praying the will of God. We are praying our will.
Praise God.
So when you pray your will, your prayer will go unanswered and you will not be victorious in the place of prayer. But when you pray the will of God, you become victorious in the place of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to pray. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. Number two,
pray with faith in your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. The scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Is this that word should remain forever? It is impossible to please God outside of faith. So, is there the word of God that came to you now in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10? He said, the word that came to you now, it came to them of old in the same way. But the reason why it didn't profit them is because it was not being mixed with what? With faith.
Praise God.
Faith is what energizes you and gives life to your prayer. So, your gateway to a victorious prayer life is faithfulness.
Praise God.
Is what? Faithfulness. Mark chapter 11. Read from verse 23 to 24.
Hallelujah.
Then Romans chapter 10, from verse 9 to 10. It is with their hearts. Now, everything that God wants to do with us is in our hearts. It's not doing anything in our head, but here in our hearts. Now, every prayer that is not bettered in the heart cannot receive the answer from God. Because the prayer that you pray from your head is not the prayer that is in line with God's word. The prayer that comes from your heart is the prayer that receives the answer of God. Why? Because he said the heartfelt prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, so God is looking for those who can pray that effectual prayer, because effectual fervent prayer cannot be denied in heaven.
Hallelujah. It cannot be denied in heaven. Number three, believe it is done. This morning when I woke up and I was coming out at the junction, I started feeling I've been feeling the pain for like since day before yesterday. Pain at my right hand side of the eye. I've been feeling the pain. Yesterday, I felt that pain. This morning, the pain became very, very severe. I was feeling the pain. Now, I prayed where I was. I prayed before this morning again. But this morning, I prayed again when I was feeling that pressure there. When I finished, starting with the word of God, locating where my healing is in the word of God, after I was through making the declaration, I said, Lord, I believe that I'm healed. And as I'm standing there, that same pain I was feeling yesterday, I was feeling this morning, that pain is no longer in my face again. Praise God.
yesterday. I prayed this morning. Believe God. Now, when I pray, was the pain still there? The pain was there. But God wants me to move with what?
So at times when you see some things are happening to you in your body, you say the reason why I could not come to church yesterday is because I noticed some certain things in my body.
But when you stand on the word of God, instead of that problem weighing you down, you weigh the problem down through what? The word of God. That is one of the ways you get your victory in the place of prayer. What do you do? Believe it is done after you have prayed.
Praise God. Number four,
give thanks. When I was through, I gave thanks that I'm healed. I wasn't feeling the pain, but now I'm not feeling the pain. I was giving God thanks that I am healed. Though I wasn't feeling the pain, but I believe God that I have been healed.
Praise God.
I believe God that I have been healed. Whether you want to tell me, you want to ask me, are you not feeling the pain? I am healed. Because I believe the word of God said I am healed. I stand in that word. I believe that word that I am healed. Then I begin to walk. I give thanks. Giving thanks to the Lord is one of the gateway to a victorious prayer life.
Praise God.
Giving thanks. Giving thanks. He said, come into his gates with what? With thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with what? With praise. That is the gateway.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
He said, in everything, give thanks to the Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ for you. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of wickedness, in the midst of cruelty, in the midst of perverse society, the word of God still remains the same. And if you stay strong,
praise God,
and if you stay strong to the word of God, you must live every day of your life being a victorious Christian.
Not just a victorious Christian, but one who prays a victorious prayer. Please rise up on your feet as you begin to give thanks to the word of God that will come to us tonight. Begin to appreciate God and give him all the praise. Worship him, adore him, and worship him.
Rise up on your feet tonight. Praise the Lord. Please let me say something. Just to show what I have done. Abraham has prayed in his prayers and cancer. Joseph has prayed in his prayers and cancer. Praying in his prayers and cancer. Jesus was asking in his prayers and cancer. Paul was supposed to pray in his prayers and cancer. I believe that God is your father. Be confident that you are a child of God. Be confident that you are qualified. If you have given your life to Jesus Christ, if you have submitted and surrendered to Jesus, he's no more counting your past. There's nobody in this world that does not have a past. God is not interested in your past. God is not interested in your mistake. God is interested in your submission to Jesus Christ. The only need for your prayer to be answered is that you believe in Jesus. One way you can show that you believe in Jesus is to live your life to please him. Hallelujah. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Now like this one, be confident that God cares for you. Be confident. God does not want you to die before your time. God is interested in you having your children. God is interested in you, Prosper. He said, apart from you, he can't help you.